welcome to my podcast. I'm Kendra, a student in 2020. As we know, these times during the corona pandemic are difficult. We are not only facing the uncertainty and the loneliness, but also new challenges like, for me, the homeschooling. I live in Germany, where normally homeschooling isn't allowed. I think another country's student might be used to it, but I could be wrong. Well, anyway, today I'd like to tell you about how I deal and feel about homeschooling. Before it all started, we had holidays for 2 weeks, which made it even harder to not see your friends. My whole class was really excited about what's going to happen. We texted and guessed, are we having another week of holidays? Well, no, not at all. When I heard that I'm supposed to do school at home, I was excited and curious, but also sad since I didn't know how long I couldn't meet my friends. The first week into homeschooling was the best week. I was motivated, woke up early, and finished the task for this and the next week. Or that's what I thought. In the second week, I realized it's a never-ending story. More and more tasks began to build a giant mountain that I was supposed to climb alone. But because I worked so hard on the first week, I thought I deserved a break. And so I pushed the mountain to the next week. Then it became more and more stressful. The motivation from the first week was gone. We had so many tasks, also in almost every subject new topics. The sun was shining, but I needed to work inside on my laptop. I finished the task last minute. I always did it in time, but it was way more stressful to know that it was close. Sometimes I worked until 9 p.m., causing that I woke up really late on the next day. When I finally finished most tasks, I couldn't relax because I knew there were more tasks that I could do. I think it was difficult for me to understand the new topics since the oral exchange in class was missing. Also, I didn't know how others did the homeschooling. Are they handing the tasks in on the same day we got them? Are they doing full school days? Am I working too slow? It probably would have been better if I just have asked anyone. So, as you can hear, the middle of this time was difficult for me. But then, in the end, I learned to like the homeschooling. Finally, I was able to have my free time without worrying what tasks I could do in this time. I learned to leave the school behind to fully enjoy the weather and relax. I understood how or when I work best. Most of the time, I did my task in the afternoon since I realized I like to have a slow, happy morning with Netflix and a cocoa. Sometimes I was doing school in the morning because I knew the weather was going to be great, so I loved the freedom the homeschooling gave me. I think it made it easier to know when I'm going back to school since in the middle I didn't have the feeling what I was doing was important or that anyone is going to look at it. So the feedback some teachers gave me brought me some motivation. I wish that more teachers would have done that earlier. Then we had school one day per week with only our main subjects. I like this way the most. For the main subject, it was helpful to talk about it, and at home, I didn't need to do too much. Now, every second other day, we have school with half of the class. We are wearing masks and using a lot of hand sanitizer and try to keep the distance. I really miss hugging my friends, and I think with all the people in school, it's hard to keep the distance. But of course, I try my best so that the corona pandemic ends quickly. All in all, I've learned and I'm still learning a lot during this time. For me, the most difficult thing is uncertainty. we all haven't really been experiencing something like this, so it can be difficult to know when it's okay to meet a friend, for example. But we all need to work together, with distance of course, to get over this. I mean, it seems so easy to just sit at home to fight against the virus, but actually it's difficult to not do what you're used to not meet your friends. And I think we can be happy that in the end it wasn't as big as in other parts of the world. Still, it's not over, and my heart goes out to everyone that has been affected by the virus. Doesn't matter whether mentally, financially, or even with losing a loved one. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay cautious. Bye!